Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwig, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about Elenin and the ascension of the planet. Elenin is either an enormous comet or a dwarf sun, which NASA is tracking. And it will arrive very close to Earth near the end date of the Mayan calendar, which, according to Carl Kalman, is October 28, 2011. So I'll talk about the connection between Elenin and what it will bring to the party to assist Earth in its ascension to a higher dimension. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, I want to honor my main sponsor for this show. Now, who could that be? It's my mother, Marion Gerwig, and she lives in Louisville, Kentucky. Today is her 91st birthday, and I am delighted to be able to wish her a happy birthday on the radio, on her actual birthday, more than any other sponsor. It's my mother who has made it possible for me to bring you my information, and I am so grateful that she has supported not only my work, but you as well, by generously helping to maintain this show. So today, I am sending her joyful and loving birthday wishes on her 91st birthday, along with tremendous gratitude for her support. My mother was born in 1920, got a college degree, and taught music and English. She was also quite a pianist in her heyday. Happy 91st birthday, Mom. And many thanks from me and all those you've assisted from behind the scenes with your support of this show. Next, I also want to let you know that we're in one of the most unusual and amazing periods in all of history. And if you find that you need another perspective about changes that are happening in your life, call me for a consultation. My toll-free number is 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Now, would you like to be more prosperous? If so, I'm inviting you to attend a two-week phone class on the art of conscious language. Language heavily impacts what happens in your life, but many of us are blind to this. This two-week program focuses specifically on language and how you can create more prosperity by consciously choosing your words. As you talk to yourself and others, what stories are you telling? What patterns are you reinforcing? Learn how you can create more prosperity by consciously choosing your language. This phone class will be held on May 16th and 23rd for an hour each day, and you can also listen to these classes later via recordings. This class has an early bird discount through May 5th, so register now to take advantage of it. And to learn more or to register, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. And that number again, 877-524-8300. So what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, today and tomorrow on April 29th and 30th, we have six planets all in Aries. Moon, Uranus, Venus, Mercury, Mars, and Jupiter. It's a party and just in time for my mother's birthday. Aries is the sign of new starts, new beginnings, and it's known for being impulsive and spontaneous. With all these planets there, you could easily find the time, money, and energy to start something new. And if you've been wanting to start a new exercise program, this is a great time to do it. There's plenty of energy available. These energies are also terrific for anything entrepreneurial or anything related to education, healthcare, publishing, international, or legal situations. They're also great for starting anything related to new technologies, especially new energy technologies. Now, as part of that party going on in Aries, we have Mars conjunct Jupiter. The cycle is known as a great time to take fortunate actions, and it's especially a great time to take actions that it can increase your fortune downstream. The cycle is already in range. It peaks tomorrow late on April 30th and stays in range through May 10th. So between now and then, do your best to take some important actions that will get you to the next level of wherever you're going. Now, Aries is also the sign of the warrior. So whenever we have a preponderance of planets in Aries, there's a tendency for war energies to be very strong. Now, we may see a lot more instability and protests in the Middle East. And this can also show up in Congress, your community, workplace, or home. With these energies, be careful not to be too trigger-happy, or someone like your boss may shoot you too. So be careful what you say to others. With these energies, some things are best left unsaid. Next, we have a cycle that's often associated with not having enough money or with a love life that's hit hard times. This is the cycle of Venus opposite Saturn. In general, we may feel like we don't have enough money or love. If this is happening to you, then I'm sure this is not what you want. So take a tip to correct this. First of all, stop saying you don't have enough money. Just refuse to even go down that path and instead substitute a positive statement like, "Of course the universe is providing me with enough money for all my needs." If you have a money issue, consider this an opportunity to rebalance your financial spending and needs. These ways of thinking will help you to attract more prosperity while getting your financial situation under control. And if you feel anxious or worried about money, you'll just be pushing it away, so let that go. Now, if you have a love life situation that's not going so well, this is an opportunity to rebalance the amount of time and energy that you put into that relationship. Give yourself some breathing room to reconsider the patterns that have developed in the relationship. Oftentimes, relationships can develop odd dynamics that don't really serve us. So step back and take a look at what's going on and see if there's a better way to proceed with the relationship. Or if you're just repeating an old pattern that isn't helpful. Venus opposite Saturn peaks tomorrow on Saturday, April 30th, and stays in range through May 5th. At the same time that's happening, we're also at the tail end of the cycle Venus square Pluto. The cycle can reflect a lot of debt or that there are power issues associated with relationships and or money. So often it's both, and the rift in the relationship is over how to use the money, such as paying down debt or spending it on something else. If you're in the middle of a discussion about that, I recommend you pay down the debt. Venus square Pluto has already peaked and stays in range through May 2nd. Next, already in range, peaking on April 27th and staying in range through May 4th, we have a very strong cycle for powerful leaders and powerful leadership. This is the cycle of Sun trine Pluto. And if you have a major proposal, this is a good time to approach the decision makers, especially if the proposal is one that will impact many people. Your best bet is to give that proposal next week on Monday, May 2nd, or after the timeout on May 4th. Make sure you can present it during one of those times. Now, what's getting started at the new moon on May 2nd through the 3rd, depending on your time zone, looks like inflation in the stock market. This stock market may be going up at this time, but if so, it's probably not going up as much as inflation. There's still a lead weight on the financial market slowing them down. However, the markets appear to be eking past that situation and headed into the beginning of higher inflation. Now, this may look like a sawtooth curve with ups and downs because shortly after the ups, it drops lower. Now, the new moon chart also shows that Congress is embattled with multiple issues, particularly a new budget. In spite of that, though, there are powerful leaders who are supported by the masses and who have an inclusive vision that they're working toward. We can only hope that they will actually achieve a budget soon. Lastly, remember that we're in a major Earth changes cycle, which will last for the next 8 years. This is the cycle of Uranus square Pluto, which is associated with major Earth changes, among other things. Now, I'll talk about one of these major changes, the comet or dwarf sun Elenin, in a few minutes. But remember that no matter where you live, we all need to prepare for major power outages, potential major Earth changes, including earthquakes, tsunamis, hurricanes, tornadoes, fires, riots, asteroids, and any unexpected disruption that you can think of this year. Now for a tip from my 2011 Good Timing Guide. This week your tip is this. Notice that we have some excellent days next week, especially May 4th after the timeout, all day May 5th, and May 6th until the timeout. Saturday, May 7th is also excellent. Monday is also a very good day, but some of the structures needed for new starts may not be in place yet. Tuesday is an all-day timeout, so plan a spring cleaning day then. Lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio, so you don't need to take notes. To receive this information, just go to my website. Just go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And just look for the What's Up in the Heavens link in a box at the top right of the home page. It's free, so get signed up today. Now, why in the world would the universe send us something that could cause enormous earth changes like the astronomical body known as Elenin? When I come back from this short break, I'll talk about Elenin and the ascension of the planet. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Psychic Dougal Frazier, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Action Whey and Emerald Sea combined give your body the complete nutritional foundation nature intended. Hi, this is Paul Bland. Since I have been drinking Action Whey and Emerald Sea on a daily basis, I've started building the nutritional foundation that nature intended. I am 57 and my blood pressure is 120 over 78. I've lost 20 pounds, I have more energy, and I feel great. For more information on building a foundation of nutrition naturally, visit Sea, that's S-E-A, and Earth.com.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today, I'm talking about Elenin and the ascension of the planet. So first, I'll tell you a bit about Elenin, and then we'll talk about the ascension of the planet and what all of that means. Now, Elenin is either an enormous comet or a dwarf sun, which NASA is tracking. Now, why am I interested in this astronomical body? Because the last three times it lined up precisely with the sun and the Earth, we had a major earthquake. The last time this happened, Japan had a 9.0 earthquake. The previous lineup to that, during last September, Christchurch, New Zealand had a major 7.2 earthquake. And prior to that, Chile's 8.8 earthquake also occurred when Elenin was lined up with our Earth and the sun. Now, I'll include some links in my What's Up in the Heavens report today so you can watch some of the reports of this astronomical body yourself if you haven't already done so. This fall, Elenin will arrive very close to Earth, and by that I mean at least nine times closer to Earth than it was when Japan had their 9.0 earthquake. In fact, on September 26th, Elenin will line up between the Earth and the Sun, very close to our Earth. It reaches its closest point to Earth on October 17th. It has another close approach on November 5th, and then a strong alignment again with both the Sun and the Earth on November 24th, which is Thanksgiving. Now, I find it amazing that this Thanksgiving also has a solar eclipse on that same day when Elenin has that major alignment. Plus, we start Mercury retrograde on that very day. Now, in addition to the fact that Elenin is coming very close to Earth, there is quite a big discussion going on as to just what Elenin is. NASA is tracking Elenin, and they call it a comet. In fact, they use the designation C-2010X1 Elenin, which is their way of tracking comets. But the big issue around Elenin is that it has a heat signature, which can be seen by infrared telescopes. So there are pictures of this heat signature for Elenin online, which you can look at, too. Now, typically, you wouldn't expect a comet to have a heat signature. Comets are made of rocks and ice, so they shouldn't put out any heat. And this is why there's a big discussion around what Elenin is. Something that could cause a 9.0 earthquake at the distance it's at now and have a heat signature could be a dwarf sun. But I hasten to add that no one really knows what it is yet. Of course, as Elenin gets closer and closer, the alignments it makes with us and the sun will become much more intense. That means we're likely to experience much more in the way of earthquakes, tsunamis, hurricanes, tornadoes, volcanoes erupting, major fires, and very large X-class solar flares from the sun. The sun is likely to be perturbed enough to send out a lot of those X-class solar flares, and they could take down our old and cobbled-together power grids, and they could do that for multiple state areas in the U.S. So all parts of the world are vulnerable to all these changes, but especially coastal areas. Now, what fascinates me about this situation is that Elenin gets very close to Earth as we approach the end of the Mayan calendar. Now, the end date for that calendar, according to Carl Kalman, is October 28, 2011. Yeah, this year. He has some compelling arguments about that being the end date, and you can read about them in his book, The Mayan Calendar and the Transformation of Consciousness. However, Carl Kalman said that the Mayan calendar ends not because the world ends, but because something so big and so different occurs that the Mayans could not see beyond it. Now, I've talked about something so big and so different before, and it's the ascension of the planet. In theory, what's going on is that the planet is raising its vibration or frequency enough that it will move into a higher dimension. Now, that's a pretty big idea, and there's no way to prove that this is what's happening per se. However, scientists do know that the planet has been raising its frequency over roughly the past 15 years or so. And they know that it's increased from the original frequency of the Earth, which was the same for probably billions of years. Now, what scientists don't know is why the Earth's frequency is increasing. But the metaphysicians have the answer to that, which is that the Earth is ascending to a higher dimension. So here we are. We know we're near the end of the Mayan calendar when something very major is supposed to shift, something that is big enough that the Mayans couldn't see beyond it. Now, we know that an astronomical body called Elenin is headed very close to us this fall, right before, during, and just after the end of the Mayan calendar. Now, for a moment, let's just consider this question. Just why are these two events so close together? Are they related? Is it possible that Elenin's arrival is somehow related to the end of the Mayan calendar? And if so, what is that about? What I'm about to share with you is my theory, nothing more. There's no way to prove that this is what's happening or not. And just to be clear, there's no one on this planet that knows 100% for sure what exactly is happening. So this is my interpretation of these puzzle pieces. Between March 9th and October 28th, 2011, we're in the part of the Mayan calendar where we're supposed to be developing unity consciousness. This is not about everyone thinking the same way or even behaving the same way. This is about everyone learning to respect everyone else and working to help one another. It's about learning to live from our hearts instead of our heads. It's about giving up polarity and duality consciousness where everything is black or white, good or bad, hot or cold. It's learning to see that whatever differences we observe are just part of a continuum. It's learning that whatever happens to others happens to you too, and that we're all part of the same divine creation. All of us are one. To make this transformation of consciousness period even more interesting, we have only 234 days in which to do this. In other words, by the end of October, we should have arrived at the point where, in theory at least, humans have developed enough to have this level of consciousness. Now, you may be observing that our congressional leaders can't pass a budget for more than 2 weeks at a time. So there is still a lot of polarity and duality thinking going on, a lot of pointing fingers and blaming. Or you may notice that other people may be challenged to come up with a compassionate statement about others or to work from their hearts. That's what leads me to the conclusion that the purpose behind Elenin's arrival is to bring a lot of energy to our planet, which will assist us with the ascension of the planet. In doing so, it could cause a lot of changes that finally bring many of us to work together. It may prod us into collaborating and helping each other to get through these changes and into the next dimension. No one knows exactly how that will work or what it will look like, so it's important to start preparing now for a major transition. In this case, remember, you will need to store extra food, water, blankets, medication, supplies you use regularly, and remember supplies for your pets, too. Whether you'll need those supplies to get through a time of major disruption from Earth changes, or you'll need them to transition to a new dimension, no one knows. Just be prepared. It's my belief that the universe is not trying to punish or destroy us. That would be completely pointless after all the work that's been put into assisting Earth to ascend to a higher level or dimension. The universe even arranged for Earth to get an upgraded electromagnetic grid so we could make this shift. Many things have changed and have been put into place to assist Earth with this monumental change. And there are many, many guides and spiritual helpers assisting with this. Of course, we have to change and shift our vibration, too, so we can stay with the Earth. That means we need to become more heart-centered in our approach to life. We need to see the divine in ourselves and others and understand that we're all connected and we're all related. Now, how many of us are willing to make a shift like that so we can stay here on the planet? You know, I really don't know the answer to that, and I doubt theory, though, those who are not ready to make a shift like that may opt to leave the planet so that they can assist the process from the other side of the veil. That's because the higher frequencies that the Earth is passing through now become more and more uncomfortable if we don't raise our own frequency. So when Elenin brings energy to the planet, it could become quite uncomfortable for people who are not willing to change or shift to a more heart-centered world. Now, the thought of another astronomical body interfering with our orbit or the planet's stability is definitely disconcerting, and it can even be scary. However, I want to frame this situation as one that's here to help us. Think of Elanin as a gift that the universe is bringing us to give us a real shot at developing unity consciousness. I suspect that as the Earth goes through its changes, we'll either decide to work together or we'll choose to leave the planet. And those who stay will develop the unity consciousness to ascend to a higher dimension by working together. So don't be in fear of this. Get prepared for a transition and get ready to ascend with the Earth to 1,000 years of peace. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week, your tip is this. Fear always pushes away prosperity. So instead, choose to trust the universe and thank it in advance for whatever you want, including safety. You can have it. Next Friday on May 6th, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2011 Good Timing Guided newsletter so you can work in harmony with the universe. And also sign up for our free What's Up in the Heavens. You can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwig, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented VacuPractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their VacuPractors.
The VacuPractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust to not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my VacuPractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain give the VacuPractor a try.
VacuPractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95, and you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The VacuPractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the VacuPractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit VacuPractor.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you in constant pain and tired of taking pain pills? At Holistic Medical Center, our physicians listen, examine, and find the root cause of your pain. Comprehensive, non-invasive, scientific, and energy-based natural therapies do exist to treat your pain and its root cause. Contact Holistic Medical Center to transform your life. Call 425-451-0404 or on the web at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.